Hello.
Hello, Reed.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. This is Alex from Four Spice Houses. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, actually.
Good. I actually just saw that you put in, so I'm calling about your property at 78 Old White Bridge Road in Waynesboro. And you just actually filled out the form on our website. And, you know, I'm just trying to give you a call and, you know, see if it's a good time to talk.
Sure.
Yeah, good. So I do see here that you filled out the form. So I've got the, you know, the property details and all of that. I just wanted to confirm, you said that, you know, shop proof, general yard work, hardwood floor,
right,
and all that. So I'm just trying to read general maintenance. Okay, good. I think I've got all the information in here, but I'm actually Forrest's secretary. Forrest is the person who's interested in buying it. He was able to take a
right.
look, but you know, I just wanted to see if there's any other things that you wanted to let us know, like in terms of your timeline.
Don't really have a timeline. Yeah, we're just starting to look.
Okay.
So we just want to get a feel for what's available so we can go make plans from there.
Okay. But you are living at the property right now?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Waynesboro. I'm just going to check how far it is from our site, because, you know, if you wanted to...
Yeah.
to visit you at the property and, you know, try and come and take a look. Are you just always available?
Well, I work at Batteries Plus, so I do have a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It fluctuates from week to week.
Okay. All right. Well, what time are you available within the day if Forrest wants to, you know, give you a call back?
Best thing would be for him, he can call anytime. As far as calling goes, he can call anytime. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have the timeline here. I guess the general information, you know, in terms of the condition of the property already provided in here, but anything else that I need to know, you know, about the property and all that?
None off the top of my head. If he comes out and takes a look, then we can walk and talk. It's
okay.
Just I've got rheumatoid arthritis and my wife has got osteoarthritis, so we just can't keep things up anymore.
Sorry about that. Are you looking to downsize?
Yeah, we need to get into a single story. Three stories is just too much now.
Yeah, okay. So you're looking for a single story. And
yeah.
I think my next question would be, are you looking to sell it as is, or, you know, you're planning to list it?
We would need to sell it as is because I don't have the wherewithal to get it up to speed.
Okay.
We stayed on top of it for quite a few years, but then in the last three, I just have not been able to do much of anything.
Gotcha.
It's just, yeah.
Okay.
Just too much.
I just asked because, you know, Forrest is also a real estate agent himself, so in case that you wanted to move on that route, so... Okay, so I think I've got all the information, and you know, you said that you wanted to downsize. Are you looking to move into an apartment, or, you know, are you also planning to buy another house?
We're probably looking to buy something small.
Uh-huh.
We do have a dog, so we can't go into an apartment. So.
I see.
So.
Okay. And just to be sure, the address is 78 Old White Bridge Road in Waynesboro.
Right. And it's Old White Bridge, not White Bridge. There is a White Bridge Road out here, too, and it gets people confused all the time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to Google the address right now. And this has four bedrooms and one bathroom, right? This is the...
Yeah, it's a bath and a half. Yeah, so your form
half.
Didn't... Yeah, yeah, so...
Okay. And then 1736 square feet?
I'm assuming so. I just didn't have a chance to look and see what it was.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I have the right property.
Yeah, it's a three-story brick.
Take a look at the number. In terms of the number, do you have any idea on how much you'd like to get for the property?
Well, we do need to clear what we owe on it, so I would very much like to get as close to 280 as we can.
280. I mean, would you mind me asking how much do you still owe?
I don't recall. My wife's got all the numbers in her head.
Okay.
And I'm out in the backyard, so
That's fine. But the mortgages is current?
yes.
Okay. That's good to know. All right. Well,
Yeah.
let me talk to Forrest first. I'm going to have a meeting with him real quick, and maybe we can check the numbers real quick as well, and maybe set up a time to, come and see the property.
And one of the interesting things about the property is it does have a shop in the back, but
Wow.
it's a 50 by 20 open space. It was used years ago by a guy who ran a vending company, and he basically just used it for storage. And we used it for a while for a business that we ran online, but we've not had a chance to do anything with it since then because the business went under. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate for letting me know. So there's a
Yeah.
shop at the back,
Yeah, it
like
has a wood
outhouse.
stove in it and everything. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So.
And I'm speaking to Mr. Lewis.
Lewis.
Reed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Lewis. I think we'll call you back shortly then. We're gonna check the
All righty.
property out and then call you back as soon as, we have
All righty.
more details about it.
Sure thing.
Well,
All
thank
right.
you very
Thank you.
much. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.